And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is about when you feel your life is in great turmoil, upheaval, change. How do you keep your grace? How do you stay steady and even and grounded and at peace? We know that so much is changing on the earth plane right now. The pandemic has just been one of those great changes that has triggered even more. However, there is even more upturning and revealing going on planet Earth right now. And it is all for the good, dear ones. This is our biggest message to you. When and if you are feeling your life is going off the rails, so to speak, or you are greatly disturbed by what you are seeing in the world, or in your family unit, or in your community, in your organizations, we ask you to see and to know the truth that right now, those things that are needing to leave the earth plane, fear and war and division and judgment and criticism and suspicion, all of those things that were not part of the original design of planet Earth. These things are being required to leave. And so, as you, an individual, are feeling the stirrings of these things leaving your system, and it will be for you to look within yourself to see if you have held prejudice, or bigotry, or envy, or criticism, or limited ideas about your nature and your expression. All of these things are being required to leave the earth plane, so the earth is restored to its original design, which is love, light, all goodness, harmony, progress, evolution, according to the God that created this realm. So you are feeling it at the personal level. Realize this. It is good. These things must leave your system. They are like layers that have kept you from your brilliance, from your original nature and design. So simply, when you are feeling stirred up, disturbed, off center, take a breath, as we often say. Get quiet and ask the question of God and your spirit. What is here for me to see and to know right now? And the answers will come. And it may be that you must release the idea of judgment against a neighbor or against a faction in society that you do not agree with. It could be so many things, and it is up to you, dear ones, to do your homework. The tendency when you feel upended and in turmoil is to look outside of yourself and to point the finger and to say this or that, or they are to blame. this is not the truth first, and it also leaves you as a victim, powerless, abjected, hopeless. It is not your natural state, dear ones. So if you do point the finger and shout out the blame, catch yourself. This is a great opportunity for you to refine your character, your personality, so that it aligns more truly with your spirit, who you truly are and were originally designed to be. Come back home. Look within. Have compassion for yourself. And you will gain great self-awareness, self-understanding, and self-love if you allow yourself to be patient with yourself. The human experience is a learning ground. The idea of being perfect needs to be discarded, because what is perfect anyway but to be true to your own self, your own true nature, and true to the God that created you? So try this out this week as you are feeling perhaps unearthed, that the ground is not solid under your feet, and you may be feeling topsy-turvy. Align yourself. Stand up straight, relaxed, shoulders down, relaxed face. This in itself will allow you to breathe. And then, as a good detective, you ask yourself in that quiet moment, what is the truth here? I am seeking the highest truth. What do I need to know? And is there anything for me to do? You will learn so much about yourself, about your true nature. And have compassion. Be generous with yourself. Be kind. Because the truth is, each of you is part of the greater whole. As you manifest greater peace, love, acceptance, allowance, affection, for all of life, starting with yourself, this ripples out into the greater earth plane. Know this well, dear ones. It is not simply an idea. It is the truth, energetically. Do your part to help peace return to earth, to help unconditional love return to earth. You are capable of this. You are being called to do this now. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.